Well, Pharmacist Ben, gracious enough to stick around for an extra hour for us so we can take the rest of your phone calls as we talk about your health right here on Coast to Coast AM. And, of course, get up to his website, criticalhealthnews.com. Welcome back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. Ben, a question about a lemon in hot water. Mm. I'm told it's great for you.
Oh, my God. Lemons. Lemons are so iconic because they're so beautiful, they're so pretty to look at, and they're so dense with phytonutrients, with plant nutrients, antimicrobial nutrients, sun protection nutrients, cancer protection nutrients, healing nutrients, blood thinning nutrients. Pretty much everything you want a nutrient to be is in a lemon, and it looks beautiful, and it tastes awesome, and it's so multifunctional. This is how beautiful the world is.
And it smells great.
Oh, it smells wonderful, and lemon oil is so beautiful. When I was formulating skincare products, I used lemon everywhere. Lemon cleansers and lemon moisturizers. I put lemon in almost everything, and everybody loves lemon. Lemon is happy. Lemon is the sun. And, George, this is what we have available to us. We are in the Garden of Eden, George. We're in the Garden of Eden.
Yes, we are.
We're just abused it, and we don't recognize it, and we feel disconnected from it.
A lot of people want to take care of themselves. They want to better themselves, but they just don't know what to do.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. Sometimes people are so sick and they got so many different things, factors that are going on. I always tell people, well, I just give an analogy. You know, I don't like to, I cook, but I don't like to clean. Can you relate to this? I love to cook, but I hate the kitchen afterwards. And I realized that if I have this horrible kitchen where I've got the greasy pans and the forks and the spoons and the silverware everywhere, and I just want to go to bed and ignore it all, or just, you know, just forget about it, or have to pay somebody to do it. If I just go and I take one fork, George, and I wash the fork and I put it in the dishwasher, and then I take a spoon and then I wash the spoon and I put it in the dishwasher, and then I get the pan and I wash the pan, get the grease off, and put it in the dishwasher, one by one, little by little, the kitchen is clean. And this is how we have to look at any kind of project, whether it's a work project or whether it's a kitchen project or whether it's a health project. Step at a time, piece by piece. The first thing you do, you relax the body. Even if it means sitting on the couch and just deep breathing, hot tubs, massages, anything you could do to relax your muscles, relaxing your spirit and your mind and your feeling connected, all of these ways to get your body out of the sense of impending doom. The next thing you do anything you can do to stabilize your blood sugar. You reduce your intake of fast-burning sugars. You eat more protein. You use the B vitamins and chromium and vanadium and niacin, an endless array of nutrients for helping.
Cinnamon helps.
Absolutely. Right. Cinnamon is great. By the way, cinnamon is a great blood thinner. It contains coumarins in it. Cinnamon. Fenugreek is a wonderful herb. Anything you could do to stabilize your blood sugar. Eating less food is another strategy that crosses over from blood sugar to the digestive system. It gives you blood sugar benefits and it gives you digestive benefits. Intermittent fasting, taking days off, and food holidays. One by one, step by step, getting on a nutritional supplement program, making sure you're liquefying your foods, using a blender or a Vitamix to make vegetable juices, eating as little solid food as possible and eating as little food as possible. You know what? Breakfast is the most important meal. You heard that right?
Yep.
But guess what? They forgot to tell you the last two words. Breakfast is the most important meal to skip.
Which, by the way, I skip breakfast. I've never been a breakfast
You're
person.
Smart, George. That's why you look so good.
Because by the time I get rolling, it's time for lunch.
You're a wise man. Because you've cleansed the body through the night. Your body has purified and cleansed itself, and now you're going to start the whole ball rolling again. You know, you've gone with a head of steam on your fast. Why would you break it? Why would you break fast? You know, you've got this head of steam coming through with a fast. Try to go as long as you can without. If you have to eat a little bit of protein or a little bit of fat, but definitely no toast. You know, no sleepy time food.
No.
No food that's going to make your body have to work. You know, the more work your body spends digesting food, George, the less work it spends healing, the less work it spends building, the less work it spends, less resources it has for the brain. So you want to minimize the amount of processing that the digestive system is doing. And this is why liquefying foods is important. This is why supplementation is important. This is why nutrient density is important. You know, we don't eat nutrient dense. We eat nutrient empty. And so nutrient density becomes very important. That's why supplementation is so powerful, because it's the ultimate in nutrient density. But it's, you still have to eat your vegetables and you have to eat your unprocessed foods, but supplementation allows you to lose weight. This is one of the neatest things about getting on a supplement program, George. People eat less because we're getting the micronutrients without the calories. That's called the CRAN diet, calorie restriction with optimum nutrition. And it's the best diet there is. There's zillions of diets out there. The one you want is the CRAN diet, calorie restriction, optimum nutrition.
To the phones now we go. International line, Tara is with us in Calgary. Hi, Tara, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure Jared. Thing. Thanks for holding, too.
Oh, thanks. Actually, the highlight of my year was seeing you in Ohio this April.
Oh, yeah.
But now
yeah.
I'm back in Calgary.
Good for you.
Ben has addressed a bit of what I'm asking, but I'm calling about my dad, and he's had over 7 surgeries in the last 10 years.
I'm sorry.
And he needed both knees and both sides of his hip replaced, and he's only in his 50s.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so he's been on a lot of pain medication.
Okay.
And they've done 2 colonoscopies just actually this
month.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear this. He's so young. So
yeah.
Here's the good news. The good news is the sicker we are, the faster we turn it around. So he can turn this thing around very, very quickly.
All right,
he's probably incredibly malnourished at this point.
I didn't finish.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'll just add one more sentence.
Yes, go ahead.
But, yeah, the colonoscopy thing. And then they said that it might be cancer because of his pain medication.
Okay, well.
That's the end.
Okay. But it's the same answer. You know,
okay.
You've got to start where you can start. And so the first thing you're going to want to do is you want to get him on a bunch of nutrients because he's probably malnourished. So you definitely want him on liquid nutrition, liquid nutritional supplementation, liquid soups, bone soup, chicken soup, as we've been talking about, and also liquid juices. Liquid nutrition will allow him to get dense amounts of nutrition without having to process it. You follow me? He's having a processing problem. And this is where the vicious cycle comes from, because his intestine is compromised, his absorption is compromised, he's not going to get the nutrients, that's going to make him worse, which is going to further cause compromise, which makes him worse, further compromise, worse. He goes in this downward spiral, which is happening to him. That's why he's spinning out of control, that's why he's so young and he's so broken down. Do you follow me? So you need to get him nutrients right away, liquid nutrients right away. That's the most important thing at this point. And then also all the relaxation techniques we talked about as well, with the oxygenation and the deep breathing and the relaxation. But right now he's severely malnourished. So he needs to get on be doing liquid nutrients and nutritional supplementation.
Okay, thank you very much. By the way, Ben, one quick question before we go back to more calls. Why are so many people having their hips replaced nowadays?
it's like $20,000 to $50,000 a hip. It's huge business. Huge business. The hip manufacturers and the doctors putting the hips in, insurance pays for it, and the government pays for it sometimes. You know, it's a huge, huge business. My mom had her knees replaced, and it was like a factory in there. You know, they move them in and move them out. They have huge hospitals that are just dedicated to doing these replacements. Why is it happening? Because we're falling apart, George. We're degenerating. We're degrading because of how we're eating, because of our poor lifestyle strategies, and because we've come to rely on the middleman. We've come to rely on medicine. George, medicine and health have become equated. Have you noticed this? So that medicine is now health. Medicine is not supposed to be health. Medicine is supposed to fix you. Health is supposed to be how you're living your life. Health comes from the word whole. We've been talking about breaking things down, about how we feel fragmented, and that all of this fear and all of this degeneration in the body is based on a sense of separation. Well, health is the opposite of separation. It's when we're whole and connected to our divine healing nature without a middleman, but we've come to rely on the middleman because of that whole idea how we've collapsed the heroic side of medicine, which is truly miraculous, with the idea that they can correct our lifestyle issues. We even rely on doctors for things like seat belts now. You know, for things on how we live our lives, doctors have how much the kind of foods that we eat. So we've taken what should be just medicine, which involves healing from traumatic or infectious conditions, and we've applied it to health, which is about how we live our lives day to day in connection with the healing force that's built into everything that's alive.
And then you get your wake-up calls, like Tom in Tom's
yes,
case.
Yes.
He's gotten a second chance.
Yeah, praise God he has. You know, the body's very quiet, George. It whispers to us. It's a still small voice, you know. It talks very quietly, and then it talks a little louder, and then it talks a little louder, and then it says, cancer. you know, yells. I told you, I didn't want that. But the body's always talking to us. So what we want to do is we want to become, develop a sense of acuity to what our body's messages are. We want to speak body. But because we've come to rely on an outside source, we stop listening to our internal wisdom. We stop listening to that still small voice that will always tell you what to do. George, if you have a vice, right, if you have something you don't like, cigarettes or soda pop or Snickers bars or whatever your particular thing is, if you do it real slowly, if you open that Snickers bar real slowly or lift up the cigarette to your mouth real slowly or the soda pop or whatever it is, real slowly, and listen, you will hear a voice go, no, just like that. Okay? I guarantee you, you will hear that voice. It will always tell you what to do. But we've learned not to trust that voice, or I should say we've been taught not to trust that
voice. That's right.
Right?
And that's with intuition, that's with everything.
Intuition, that's into exactly, it's ours. It's our own. And we have to be return ourselves back to ourselves. You know, allergy testing always cracked me up, George. You know how you take the blood out of your body, you put it in a dish, and you send the blood in the dish, you send the blood to a lab, they put it into a dish 50 miles away, they put food in the dish, and they see what happens in the dish to the blood, and then they mail your results back to you 50 miles away. This is how disconnected we are from our body.
And they tell you how sick you are.
And then they tell you what you... Because we're so out of tune or we're so not connected with our bodies that we don't know that understand the symptomology that's associated with the allergen, with the milk or with the butter or with what we're breathing in. So what we got to begin to understand is that we are magnificent divine beings that are part and parcel of the entire system. And we are have the divine force in us, and we can access it at will. And this is what the placebo effect is. This is what we were talking about earlier. It's proven by the placebo effect.
Yeah, that is truly amazing.
Right? Yeah. I mean, we're amazed because we're not conditioned to believe that it should be possible that the mind can change your diabetes or that the mind can change your blood pressure or that the mind can have an effect on your immunity. And by the way, George, if it has an effect on your immunity for the placebo, it also has an effect on your immunity from thinking crappy thoughts, too. This proves both sides of the equation.
Which is important. Let's go back to calls. Carl in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Carl.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
George, thanks to the Coast and Coast team for making me so doggone smart. And to Ben, Ben, after listening to a good show on Coast to Coast, I kind of, you know, I sign off on the radio and say, boy, I'm a little bit smarter for that program, but with your energy, man, you make me get up and run around the block 10 times.
That's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And here's my question. It's about something I heard or read about called intermittent fasting. And it's where, let's say I discipline myself to have an early supper. I'm done at 5 p.m. And then I wake up, I discipline myself, where the first little bite of food I have to eat is at, let's say, 10:30. And that fasting from supper time the night before to that kind of later on breakfast time, that can be just as effective as fasting, you know, for 24 hours. Plus, a lot of people will, it's a little bit easier to do, plus it's something that you can do every single day.
Absolutely.
And could you please, comment on that? Yeah. And I'll listen off the air. Thanks a lot, guys. God
Thanks,
bless
Carol.
Coast to Coast.
Thank you. God bless you.
Great call.
So here's the deal. What intermittent fasting isn't quite that technically. Intermittent fasting is when you fast periodically. You'll do it once on Tuesday 1 week and then Thursday a couple weeks later, and just periodically fast. That's what intermittent fasting is. But what the caller's point was very interesting, and that is that there are these periods in the day that we can leverage fasting because those are periods of the day when the digestive system's not working, where you now have resources available for healing, where you now have resources that ordinarily would be spent processing food, which is an incredibly intensive effort for the body to process food. Now those resources that are usually spent processing our food are now available for building muscle. And bodybuilders understand this, by the way, very well, and they will use intermittent fasting for this reason. Smart bodybuilders will. And we can all be bodybuilders by just expanding the amount of time that you're not eating will allow create an expansion in the time where your body can now do the good stuff, which is being creative and healing and building muscle and fighting cancer. So your point is very well taken. Thank you for bringing that up.
Next up, we have Mayat in New York City. Hello there, Mayat.
Yes. Good morning, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I have a close friend who had an incident in mid-June where she had water damage into her bedroom. And recently, and she's always been thin and a natural faster. Recently, she has something called allergic hives, which she knows, she's a baby boomer, from some years back that was connected to mold exposure. So, Ben, the two-part question is with some foot injury that has started to be very inflamed and a type of neuropathy in the feet and in the hands, coldness, tingling, numbing, shooting pains in the feet. I'd like your assessment of could it be the mold exposure, and what would you recommend in terms of the, I think it's either neuropathy or sciatica,
yeah.
What you would recommend, and I'll listen over the air if you don't have any questions.
These are generic ways the body breaks down. Whether mold is involved or not, it may be an exacerbating factor, but these are just plain old generic ways that the body breaks down. The body breaks down generically. It breaks down the same for all of us. You get inflammation. The inflammation starts to affect the nerves. The circulatory system clogs up. Cells don't get oxygenated. You get dead tissue, dead cells, and then dead tissue. It happens to everybody the same way. So what you want to do is, first of all, you want to reduce, because it sounds like she's living in a moldy environment, you want to reduce anything that burdens the immune system, because the immune system is what fights the mold. So you need a strong, healthy immune system, and that means removing the burdens on the immune system. If you're dealing, by the way, this is the same thing if you're dealing with allergies. Sometimes people can't understand why allergies would be related to the digestive system. Well, guess what? Your immune system is located in the digestive tract. That's where most of it is. So if you have seasonal allergies, the first thing you want to do is strengthen your digestive system. Likewise, if you have problems with mold, strengthen the digestive system. But guess what? That's the same thing you got to do if you're dealing with heart disease. That's the same thing you got to do if you're dealing with autoimmune disease. It's the same thing you got to do if you're dealing with anything. So you focus on digestive health. That means same thing we've been talking about, George. You hear how these themes repeat themselves. There's nothing new under the sun, and there's no diseases that are unique and special and separated from other diseases. It's all the same thing. You correct the digestive system. You stabilize the blood sugar system, and you relax the body using deep breathing techniques, mental and emotional strategies, and getting on a good nutritional supplement program is one way to relax the body. Because when the body has enough nutrients, George, it feels like it has, now it's available, has resources that it can use. It feels like it's summertime on the African savanna, and we just killed the wildebeest, and times are good. You know what I'm saying?
We're coming back, Ben, with you and final calls on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Mitchell Scott Lewis joins us. He's a financial astrologer. We're going to talk about a number of things that he's been looking at. He did predict the stock market crash in 2008, so get ready for that. And we're going to come back in a moment with Ben Fuchs and take final phone calls. And also, make sure you watch Cosmic Disclosure. You can watch a couple episodes for free. It's with David Wilcock and Corey Good about the secret space program. You can get to it at beyondbelief.com and also watch our shows at beyondbelief.com, too. You'll really enjoy it. Beyondbelief.com. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, of course, and then your final calls. And, Ben, let's get right to them because this last half hour is almost done. Let's go to Park Ridge, Illinois. Jack's turn on Coast to Coast. Thanks, Jack. Go ahead.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. Sure. I'd like to ask you a question. I've been taking Carpadova, Levodopa, and I've been taking Primoprexol or something like that. And because the hospital I went to gave me Cipro, it made my arm shake very severely. And what do you recommend?
Are you saying you had Parkinson's disease, or you just?
Well,
had
no, I think it was induced by the Cipro.
Okay, got it. So, well, they're giving you the. What happens when you have Parkinson's disease is you don't process a chemical called dopamine, and the carbidopa levodopa is a way of replacing that. That's kind of simplistic, but that's basically what's happening. So they suspect there's some damage to the area, and essentially Parkinson's disease. Very interesting with Parkinson's disease. I was just reading, actually, about the placebo effect.
It's what Michael J. Fox has,
yes,
right?
Exactly. It's an area of the brain that's involved in movement that starts to degenerate. And one of the keys to understanding the healing process is it doesn't really matter where the degeneration is occurring, whether it's in the brain or the digestive system or in the bone or in the liver. Wherever it's occurring, it doesn't matter. It's always the same thing. It's called inflammation. Inflammation is a word we bandy about, and we throw it around without even really thinking about what we're talking about. But if you understand what it is, it becomes very instructive. And in the word itself, it will tell you how to heal it. And this includes Parkinson's and any other inflammatory condition. This is what Parkinson's is, by the way, an inflammatory condition. Inflammation is a defensive response. It's the way the body protects itself from something. And what it's protecting itself from typically is damaged tissue, damaged cells specifically, cells that have been damaged from lack of nutrition. So you're going to hear the same thing over and over again. Cells that have been damaged from lack of nutrition, cells that have been damaged from lack of oxygen, and cells that have been damaged by an accumulation of toxicity. So you do the same thing that anybody else has to do. Number one, you focus on digestive health. If you know you have a digestive issue, that's great, because then you want to link your heartburn, your bowel movement problems, your gas, your bloating, whatever your digestive condition is, you want to link it to specific foods. Do a food diary, maybe. Write down foods and digestive symptomology, and then eliminate those foods. And then simultaneous with that, you want to start to build up the digestive tract. That way toxins don't get into the blood to induce or initiate this inflammatory response. That means probiotics, good bacteria, fermented food, cartilage-containing products, glucosamine is wonderful for building the digestive lining, zinc is important, etc. Good nutritional supplement program. Then you stabilize the blood sugar. There's a major, major, major relationship between Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and brain diseases and blood sugar, elevations in blood sugar. It's a part of something called metabolic syndrome. So what you need to do is stabilize the blood sugar. And if you're already having symptomology, I'd be as close to zero tolerance with refined and processed sugars as possible. And also using nutrients, it's very interesting. The nutrients that help you stabilize blood sugar also help you with your brain. So using electrolytes and using the B vitamins, B for brain, using vitamin C, which is very, very important for making brain hormones. Again, a good nutritional supplement program in addition to stabilizing blood sugar. And last but certainly not least, relax the body. Make sure you're practicing your deep breathing techniques. Make sure your body has all the raw materials it needs to do its work. Hot tubs, massages, spiritual and mental and emotional relaxation strategies as well.
What do you think of chocolate?
You know, you wouldn't like chocolate, George. Nobody likes chocolate. What we like is candy chocolate.
That's right.
Right? It's a lot different. Have you ever had baking chocolate?
Yeah. Oh,
not
yeah.
Not so tasty.
Yeah. You know? By itself? No, it's not.
Not very tasty. Cocoa, cacao, they called it the food of the gods. It's very medicinal. It was psychoactive. They used to, you know,
But it's supposed to be good for you.
Yes, but the problem is the way we have chocolate today isn't so good because it's got lots of sugar and lots of fat. That having been said, if you're going to eat, you know, you want a sugar fix, you know, dark chocolate, 80% or something, you could do worse.
You could do worse.
Yeah.
Next up, let's go to Slayton, Minnesota. Kevin has been waiting quite a long time. Hi, Kev.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
And, George, I'd like to, I really appreciate the wealth of knowledge from Alpha to Omega that your program offers us. And, Ben, I've just recently picked you up on the show, and I've, in the circle of people I run with now, I share the information from coast to coast so that they can look at nutrition. Many of my newfound friends have serious health problems. Mm-hmm. And George, years and years ago, 8 years or so ago, you interviewed a eye surgeon who had was a specialist and had patented many of the now common eye surgeries, who fell into ill health and had doctored at many of the hospitals like Rochester, Minnesota, and without any help, he found out that it was he needed one of his glands. I have to apologize because I should have got the information when it was still available on your website, but it fell off.
Yeah, it was too long ago, probably.
Right, it was 8 years or so ago. But this man doctored himself back to health, and he discovered that maple syrup and baking soda was the fill he needed for his body, a certain gland that produces when the body needs a certain cell for, I don't know how to explain it. I was wondering if you had heard any,
have you heard of that remedy, Ben?
Baking soda is tremendous stuff, absolutely tremendous. The pancreas makes baking soda. Many people have pancreatic insufficiency issues, and baking soda can be pretty darn incredible. It's not a nutrition, it's not a nutrient necessarily, but it can be pretty darn beneficial for a lot of health issues, especially if you can find magnesium carbonate. But sodium bicarbonate as well is very, very, very therapeutic, actually. And maple syrup's got some pretty darn therapeutic compounds in it as well.
This this doctor, I think, used it to try to cure cancer.
Was it Mark? There's a guy named Mark Circus who talks about, I'm not sure if he talked about cancer.
I think his name was Jim.
I don't know who that would
Jim
be.
Jim something.
But baking soda is wonderful stuff, actually, and it's not a bad idea to use it as part of a daily program, in my humble opinion.
Because apparently the cancer would go for the maple syrup, and then the baking soda or powder would kill it off.
Well, acid and cancer go hand in hand. You know, acid is a waste product. When cells are freaking out and when they're hyperactive and they're not healthy, acids begin to accumulate, and this is one of the reasons why cells turn cancerous. Acid and cancer go hand in hand, and this is where respiration is so important, because we blow off acid in the exhalation process. So oxygen is alkaline. You know, you hear a lot about alkaline, and alkalinity is very important, and sodium bicarbonate is alkaline, and you'll hear these things about alkaline diets, et cetera, alkaline water. But the way we alkalinize is with oxygen, and the way we blow off acid to improve our alkalinity is by exhalation. So the respiratory process, once again, becomes primal, although baking soda is alkaline as well.
Okay, next up we go to Skype. Timothy's with us, Farmington, New Mexico. Good morning, Tim. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Got a real weird question. We're talking about macular degeneration and eye problem.
Yes, sir.
I have a weird, weird situation, and I don't know if it's possible, but I had a cataract surgery done. So they were following me very clearly. It was documented, et cetera, week after week after week, going just the follow-ups. And on my way to one of the follow-ups, I've been having problems for many years with a stones in my saliva gland. And it felt as though the saliva gland ruptured, and at the same time, my eyesight went out in my right eye.
Right
beside it.
How did that feel when that saliva gland ruptured?
What's that?
How did that feel when the gland ruptured?
Is it possible to connect the...
Oh, heck yes. Absolutely, 100%. The reason we have stones, tear duct stones or saliva duct stones or kidney stones, gallstones are a little different, but it's the same idea, though, is because our blood becomes supersaturated with toxicity. You ever put salt in water, or you put a spoon of the salt in water, and it goes in, a second spoon, it goes in, a third spoon, it goes in. You put the fourth spoon in, and all of a sudden, it supersaturates, or the fifth spoon or the sixth spoon, and you get crystals. This is why we get stones. Our blood becomes toxic. It all comes down to that dirty blood idea. And stones and macular degeneration are related in the sense that stones are a sign that the blood is becoming dirty. Degeneration, cataracts, macular degeneration, they're basically the same thing cellularly, are signs that the blood is toxic and not delivering nutrients and not delivering oxygen. You got a blood problem, my friend. And because the blood is everywhere, you basically have an everywhere problem. But the good news is by stopping the stream of toxicity that's getting into the blood, and unless you're an IV drug user, and you don't sound like one, there's only one way stuff's getting into the blood, and that's through the digestive system. You got a probably got a classic case of leaky gut syndrome. You're not alone. It's pretty much endemic in our culture. Start working on your digestive system. Look for problems with foods. Again, you know, it comes down to the same thing, and I don't want to sound boring, but really, it's just simple. It's the same idea. Work on the digestive tract. Stop the stream of toxicity that's getting into the blood by patching up the gut and using probiotics and food elimination, food diary, eating less food, etc. Get on a nutritional supplement program, especially one that features probiotics and good bacteria. Stabilize your blood sugar. Guarantee you have all the signs of metabolic syndrome and blood sugar and dysglycemia, blood sugar problems. So stabilizing your blood sugar with more protein, with less fast-burning sugars, electrical nutrients, and restricting your intake of sugars, and then slow deep breathing, relaxing the body, and using your mental and emotional relaxation strategies to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the relaxation nervous system.
If you don't supplement in time, Ben, will that catch up with you?
Absolutely, 100%. There's no way you're going to get what you need from food. You can't eat that many calories. You need way more nutrients than are available from food. In my opinion, it is an absolute, absolute must, and we pay the price for not doing it through our disease states, and it's a shame and it's tragic.
First-time caller, Deb in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Deb. You're on with us. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I realize time is short. I have three conditions, and any or all of them would be very much appreciated. Any information. I get the digestive thing with, I have pancreatitis in the family, non-alcoholic related.
Okay.
And polyps. And something that showed up in four family members is dyshydroeczema.
Okay, it's all related, ma'am. Did you mean intestinal polyps or pancreatic polyps? What are you talking about, polyps?
Vaginal
polyps. Okay, it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. The pancreas is the Mr. Cellophane of the body's organs. It's the transparent one. Nobody appreciates or understands, but man, is it important. And it's important for a lot of things, but it's especially important for the digestive system. So if you got pancreatitis, you got a major, major leak in your boat. And that's what a digestive situation represents, a leak in the boat. You got to patch that leak up, and that means immediately, because it sounds like you're degenerating pretty rapidly here, ma'am. Immediately, what you want to do is you want to get to the bottom of your digestive health conditions, and that means food diary, food elimination. I would fast for a couple of days and then reintroduce foods. And by the way, when you reintroduce foods after a fast, you always want to use your favorite foods, and you get to eat your favorite foods all day. And then you see how you respond. And for most people, they'll notice if they eat their favorite foods all day after a two-day fast that's usually the culprit. And then you keep doing it and gradually eliminate the foods. You might want to try some of the sodium bicarbonate that we were talking about earlier. The pancreas makes sodium bicarbonate, so you may not be making bicarb. You should probably have a problem with your bile also. So anything you can do for the digestive system, including digestive enzymes, lecithin, bile salts, apple cider vinegar, fermented foods, intermittent fasting, etc. Get on a nutritional supplement program as soon as possible. And then the other issues, the polyps, and you said one more thing, ma'am. What was the last thing you said? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the last thing was, but the polyps are a sign that the cells are starting to divide out of control. So you've got some inflammatory factors. That should resolve itself once you stop that steady stream of toxicity that's coming into the body.
Ben, almost done. Couple minutes left. I'll try to take one or two more calls here. But I want to thank you again for spending the time and your team at criticalhealthnews.com for everything
you do. Thank you for everything you're doing, George. And thank you for years. I've been listening to you for decades, George. I mean, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Like all the callers said, what you're providing for people is truly the Lord's work. It's such a beautiful, beautiful service. And plus, you're a beautiful guy for doing it. Thank you so much.
I want to make sure we help people, Ben. That's
thank
what
you.
We're here
I
for.
I totally get that.
Stacy in Oxbridge, Massachusetts. Hey, Stacy, go ahead.
I have two questions. I'll try and make them quick.
Okay.
So I was 2 months early, and I heard that premature babies have hardly no immune system.
Right.
And also, I had a double mastectomy in May, and I still have fluid in one side, and I don't know I'm not sure how long it takes to reabsorb or if it would give it permanently, because that side guy had radiation years ago.
Okay.
So the skin is more delicate on that.
All right,
side now.
About a couple minutes left.
You got some stuff going on. We got to use our kitchen analogy. We got to do a fork at a time here. Immediately, you got to get to the bottom of the digestive issue. Your immunity is located in your digestive system primarily. The immune system and the digestive system are essentially synonymous. So if you have an immune problem, you have a digestive problem by definition, almost by definition. Anytime you have an immune problem, you have a digestive problem. So focus on the foods, patch the digestive tract up, use your probiotics and your fermented foods, grind your foods up. Here's another one. Make sure that you mix your vegetables with a little bit of butter. When you mix your vegetables with butter, especially if you have a gallbladder problem or a liver problem or some kind of intestinal absorption problem, you'll release the fats from the vegetables and make them more accessible to you. And that's very important for fighting breast cancer. Breast cancer is a fatty cancer, and it's a sign that you're not metabolizing fats. You probably had reproductive problems your whole life, PMS and that sort of stuff. It's all related to the fats and the fat digestion. So grinding your foods up, grinding your fats up, mixing your fats up with a little bit of butter, making sure you're using fat metabolizing nutrients in addition to digestive nutrients, and then, of course, stabilizing the blood sugar, making sure you're deep breathing, relaxing the body. It's all so simple, and I know I repeat myself over and over again, but we're generic, George. Our hearts are all, we all have the heart plugged into the lungs and the intestine plugged into the stomach. All the parts are the same. We're generic. So the breakdown is generic, so the solution is generic, and that's good news. That is so beautiful. It means no matter what we have, George, no matter what our degenerative crisis is, we can begin to reverse it by something as simple as putting the good stuff in, the nutritional supplements, the good food, the quality thoughts and the quality friends and the spirituality and the good feelings, and keeping the yucky stuff out, the stuff that's toxic and foods and sugar and cigarette smoke and drugs and lousy thoughts. And it's really not very difficult to understand.
Ben, thanks again for spending the extra hour with us. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, phone number 1-855-949-RADIO or 949-7234. Website criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, Mitchell Scott Lewis joins us, financial astrologer. What is in store for us? Oh boy, stick around and find out.